What do we need it for? Rashi says, Dishleim Rosh, Pishleim, it says Rosh and Peder first. The word Rosh, Itzok Rebuyim Shum Shekvar Hutaz, that has already chopped off already. So, and, it does, and you don't have to skin it. So maybe there's no mitzvah altogether to burn it. That's why in the first pasuk gets a Rosh to say, no, you have to burn the head. And the second pasuk Rosh is to teach us that you burn it first.
But that's good why it says the word Rosh like twice, Rosh and Roshoi, but Peder, the fats, what do you have to have it twice for? Samora says, yes. We boil the katan like we learned. Ketzer away. So how exactly to do when you burn the head of the korban oilo is choyfes ha-peder al-beis ha-shchita. What you have to do is the beis ha-shchita first. You cover it up with the fats of the animal. Or maleu, and that's the way you bring it up to the mizbeach to be burnt. Vezel derakovid shemal. That's called derakovid, like for the shchina. Now, if you makrib the roish, you should first cover it up with its fats on the mokum of the chituch. That not you should not be able to see all the dirtiness of the blood. That's the way to do it, is first bring it up and cover it up with fats. So that's why it says it twice. The teacher, that's the way you cover up the base of shkita with fats. And then the teacher, that's like a burn first with the head. Let's learn. Another one wants to say, there's a tana that learns out from this place. Again, the teacher, that shkita is minasava from the neck. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Zois teras ha-behema. These are the alochas of a behema. V'yoif and oif. So mashma, a behema and an oif have the same alochas. So the question is, v'chi b'eizeh teiru ha-shovsa behema li'oif. Which alochas are they alike? A behema and an oif. So l'chura, behema li'oif, v'yoif le-behema. Which alochas are they alike? Behema, l'chura, they're different, the question is. Behema, metama, b'mag, v'masa. When a behemoth dies, it's nevela. Whoever touches it or carries it becomes tummy. Or if a bird, a dead bird, ain't a tummy b'mag of a masi, if you just touch it or carry a dead bird, enough you don't become tummy. And the opposite way, oif is metame begodim abeis abliya. There's a special halacha. If you dekizayis of a nevelas of an oif, of a dead bird, oif tor, if you dekizayis of its nevela, so it's metame you when you swallow it. That's called abeis abliya. When you swallow down the kizayis, that's exactly because that's when you first become tamei. Mashenkin behema, ain't a matama begodma beisabliya. If you don't touch the behema, just someone just puts the mouth, the food, the kazayas of it down your mouth, and you swallow it, you don't become tamei. A behema doesn't have this halacha of beisabliya. If so, they have different halachas. So b'yezer Torah, which halacha is the Torah talking about? B'yezer Torah shovs the behema liyof, and which halacha are they alike, a behema and a knife? The yoif lebeim and behema back to a knife is loimlo. Who does possibly mean to teach us over here again? Of zois teras abeim of yoif, the possibly means to teach us like this: that ma behema, just like by behema, b'shchita you have to make a shchita on a behema. To tell you af oif b'shchita, oif also needs a shchita. I imal halam b'roiv shnayim. Maybe just like by behema, there the shchita is b'roiv shnayim. And Rashi says, how do you know this? Rashi says, imal behema b'roiv shnayim. You have to cut at least most of the two simonim. We had before that the head was already chopped off, so if you only make a shchita on one simon, it's not called cut off. So a shchita from the psukim before that calls the roish was hutas, meaning a regular head by a behemoth needs a shchita of two simonim, or at least roif simonim. If so, maybe I would have thought to say afkan roif shnayim. Maybe here also by an oif also the shchit has to be with the roiv of the two simonim. Tamlem, this pasuk says no zois. Rashi says muta, it's a miut, that there's some difference between the two. A zois teras of emavoyv means a separate halachas. Reb Lez says like this. Reb Lez uaymer b'yezer teira shovs of behem liyif. And which halachas are they alike? So the pshan, the first one yom, is they're alike by shchita, but still they have different halachas. Even though they both need shchita, but they're different halachas. Reb Lez Oymenel, b'eizeh teira shovsa behemah, which halachas are an oif and behemah alike, v'yoif and also to a behemah, loymelach, the pasuk mitzvah teach us, ma'oif hechsher minat tzavor, just like by an oif, at least by kochim, the malika, is done by its neck, af behemah hu adin a behemah also, which shchita is hechsher minat tzavor, it's also the shchita is like a malika, it's also done on the neck. So more as imal halam, maybe if you're learning it out from Malika, imal halam mimul eruf, maybe Malika there tells us clearly do on the top of the back of the neck. So maybe yafkan, maybe a shchita and a behemah should also be mimul eruf, from the back of the neck, and we know no shechita has to be from the front. You can't first cut the mafrekas in the right bosa. So how do you know to say this time? The pasuk says, "O molak es roish memul orpoi." The malika should be done on the back of the neck, and v'lo yavdil. You don't have to divide it in two. Means you don't have to cut both simonim by an oilas chatas, but by a chatas oif. So v'lo yavdil roishoi. So we dashen this v'lo yavdil. So we dashen roishoi selzem memul orif. Only by malika, this neck is supposed to be done on the back of the neck. But v'yein roishoi shel achar memul orif. But no other shechit is done in the back of the neck, but rather in the front of the neck. So Koponim, he will learn out that shechit is min atzavra. It's doima to malika, just by malika it's in the back of the neck, and by shechit is in the front of the neck. But how do you know it has to be by the tzavur? That's from this pasuk. Now the Mora says, Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, hi zeis meo, but what does it do with the meat, the zeis, mashm only here and not there? According to him, it's teaching us that they both need a shechit from the neck, so it's by both, by a behem and by a knife. By a behem and by a knife, so what's the zeis? So Mora says, Eid lau zeis, not the pasuk of zeis, but me at havim, and I would have thought to say, ma'if b'semenecha, just like by an oif, it's enough to cut just one simin, and Rashi said, because the pasuk is clearly by a chatis oif, v'lo yavdil, don't divide it up. So, I would have thought to say, just like a knife is one simen, maybe af behem is also b'simenech, it's enough to make a shechit on one simen by a behema. On this cause of Rachmana Torah says, no zois, it's a zois, a miut, that only an oif is enough with one simen, but not by a behema. Behema, the shechit needs two simonim. Now, Tony ba kapor, kapor looks like this. Pasuk says, zois teres ha behema v'yoif. It says, these are lochas between a behema and a knife. Is hito la kosov l'yoif ben behema l'dogim. Like after the pasuk of oif, then the pasuk talks about fish. So the kits of birds are in between behemoth and fish. So it's like this: lechayvu b'shnei simonim. To say that a knife, a bird, needs two simonim miyefsha. Shekvar hukesh ledogim. Right after the parasha of fish, fish doesn't need shechit at all. Lepoitre b'leklo. Maybe oif does not need a shechit at all. Miyefsha can't say either. Shekvar hukesh lebehemah. Oif is in between a behemah. It's next to behemah. So, ha-ketzad, how does it come out? Ha-ketzad, ha-chsher b'simen echad. It's like a little bit, oif is a little bit like a behema needs a shechita, a little bit like a daka does need, so it means only one simen. Now, dog, not that we say so, shechita fish. To lav b'nei shechita ninu, you're allowed to eat fish without shechting it first. We know, how do we know this? How do you know you're allowed to eat a fish without shechita? Let me, if you want to tell me, Mishum, this is what the Pasuk says. In Bamidbar it says, ha-tsoin u-boko yishchat lehem. Him is called the Gehayom Yesuf Lehem. The other pasuk says that what the tzoyin and buck of the cattle, you have to make a shechita. But the fish of the yam is Yesuf Lehem. Mashma just gather them together. So it's Mashma b'yasifa b'yal misagel. It's enough just to gather it together. Yeah, Rashi's, yeah. Now you don't need a shechita by a dog. It's enough just gathering, just taking it out of the water. For the more, that's true. Elam yativ sol gabi shlov, by the birds of the shlov. And also the Chsiv, it says over there, Vayasfu es ha-shlov, that they gather together the shlov. So, Achinam, the Rosh, you want to tell me to love b'shchito, you don't need a shchito. I am, it just said before that birds, l'potre, b'loi k'lumiyefsh, you can't say birds are potre from shchito. Shekva hukesh to behema, because birds are hukesh to behema. So, for sure, the birds need at least one simen. So, you're telling me now that fish do not need shchito, because it says the word asifa, so by the shlov, the birds, it also says the word asifa. Just gathering together. Smurfs postured. Hosom like siva asifa b'makim shchita. By the shlov, it doesn't say asifa b'makim shchita. It just says the mice, they gathered them together. But about later, they had to make a shchita. Ma'ashen kein. Yeah, the achri. Hosom like siva asifa b'makim shchita dachrini. It's not talking about shchita at all. But hoch over here, by fish, siva asifa b'makim shchita dachrini. But the Pesukim say the other ones, so in the book, you have to make a shechita. But it's called Gehayam Yesaf, Mashmi, even though behemoth needs shechita, by fish, you know, fish it's enough just an asifa. So that's the drasha, fish do not need shechita. Now the Mora says, Dorash, Oiva Galila, Oiva Galila made a drasha like this. The Mashmi was Oiva Galila, a person from Galila that was passing through. So made a drasha like this. Behema shin of ras mani abosha. But behema was created from the ground, from the dry land. Hechsher b'shnei shimonim. The shechita needs two simonim. Dogim shin of ro min amayim. Fish that was created from the water. Hechsher b'voy klum. You don't need anything. Oif, now see birds. Shin of ro min a rakak. it was created like from mud, like from wet ground. So it's like both. Birds are created like from both, from yabosha and from mayim. Is therefore achsher b'simen echad. It needs at least like half an half, like one simen. Omer of Shmuel Kiputkoi, Shmuel from Kipoy said like this. Teda, bring your proof. Sherei oifres yesh lam kashkakesh bragleim kidogim. That birds have like scales on them on their feet. They have scales on their feet, just like dogim. That's a proof also that they were a little bit created, a little bit from water. So that's why birds are in between. Therefore, it needs only one shechita. The other Gemara says, "V'yoytshol." He has another question. Rashi says, "Min kutrikun." Hehegman yeshab gemliel. He has another question. Rashi said, "A lot of questions." Yes, this is another one. That kosav echrem. One pasuk says, "V'yoym ulakim yishru tzu amayim cheres nefeshchaya v'yoyf yoyfef." But Hashem said, "Like this, come out of the water, even the birds." Alma, what do we see? Mi ivro, that the birds were created from the water. Another pasuk says, "Vayetzar Hashem lekim min adam," created from the ground. Kol chayis asod v'yes kol efashmaim, all the birds. So it's a stira. Alma, what do we see? Mi ari ivri was created from the ground. So it's a stira. So amaloi. So Rav Gamliel answered back and said, "Min rakak nivru was created like from the mud." So it's like both. It's called water and ground. So Rav Talmidim mistaklim zebezer. So Gamliel saw the way his Talmidim were looking at one another. So amaloi. Rav Gamliel says to Talmidim, "Kosha binechem shadechisu es oivai bekash." It is so bad that I like pushed away my enemy with straw. In other words, no, that I didn't really tell him the real answer. Of course, the Gamliel holds the real answer is that min hamayim nivro. Really, the birds were created from the water. If so, what's on the second pasuk? Because v'lom havin el adam likros lem shem. But the second pasuk of Smashman came in adam. It's not really saying it came in adam. It's just talking about that these animals were brought in front of Adam, that he should call them a name, give them a name. Rashi says, why was written birds here? Just mishum kriyashim. Like Rashi says, v'chikama, v'yetza minho adamo, kol chayis asodo. And then, v'yaz kol efashmayim, liros mikro loy, v'loy ayitzir kori. That's what talks about the birds. It's not talking where it was created from. That's just talking about that he brought it now to give it a name. Nothing more says, V'yeshemim, some say, that B'loshin Achar Omel Reis Hegman. No, Gamliel answered back the second answer to the Hegman. Of B'loshin Arishin, the first answer, Omel Reis Hegman said to his Tamidim, V'shun Nuxiv Al V'yetzer, because it does say B'loshin of V'yetzer, Mashmah is talking about that the Oif was created also from the Adama. Then the Karat Sistir is, he was created from Rekak, from Mud. Nothing more says, Om Rav Yehuda, Mishum Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas, and shchit lef minatar, his shchit is the midiraisa, noif does not need shchita. Shneman apostle says, v'shofach, just spill it. It's v'shvicha b'yal masag, it's not just to spill it, spill the blood. You don't have to make a shchita. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape. You're holding the bound of Chov Zayin on the base of Chov Ches. And the bound of Meleshala was, if an oif needs a shchita minatar or not. That Yehuda said, Mishum Yitzchak ben Pinchas ein shchita was min haTorah, because it says the Roshna b'shofach. So more is the question. Yochi is so chaya nami. In the same pasuk it says the word chaya. She also mashu just a shvicha, just spilling the blood is enough. So more says no. A chaya is iskash to psul hamikdashim. It's hekish to psul hamikdashim, like we'll soon see later. It's hukish to tzvi v'ayil, and therefore you have to have a shchita. So just like a behema needs a shchita, a chaya also needs a shchita. Said Gemara, "Oif nami yiskish to behema. I oif is also hukish to a behema." Tchsev says in the pasuk, "Zoyis teras a behema v'yoif." If so, mashma just like a behema needs a shchita, I force need a shchita in the Torah. So Gemara says, "No, tchsev b'shofach as dama." The pasuk still says b'shofach. Mashma is enough just to spill the blood. There's a question of my chazit the shadi le'oif shadi chay. Who told you to put this pasuk on oif? Maybe put it on chaya. Mistav reno mishum solik minei. It's talking about oif last. Therefore, the shofar goes upon oif. So by oif, it's enough just to spill the blood. Says so Rashi speaks out when you have an availer by knife, if it dies by itself, or else you hit it someplace else, not through the simonim. But any time you hit it, you chopped off the neck, like through the simonim, in the chir or an ikur, therefore it's kosher, and oif will become kosher. So now that's the question. Maybe we have a question. It says, ha-sheikh, if someone makes a shechita, When it's nabla biyoda, enjoying the shechita comes in a vela, meaning you did one of the psulim of the shechita. Or else, hanoicher, you just sliced it there, v'yamaker, or you just uprooted the simonim. So, kit, you did not do a shechita, it's potem malachasois. And having been talking about an oif, so there's no mitzvah kisi adam. Because a kisi adam by an oif is only if you have a hechsha tidit. But you do these things, you didn't do a shechita, it's osa tidit, so there's no de mitzvah kisi adam. Now the question is, v'yam, if you can tell me, ein shechita lef min atar, the midiraisa, oif does not need a shechita, if so, nechiros is zu a shechita soi. Just slicing the neck, that's a shechita. Says, so liboy kisi, shechita nech kisi adam. It's good as bright as this bright as much, but clearly that a knife needs a shechita midiraisa. So where it says no, misar were two told the boys. This bright song about a bird, loy atayya b'chaya. The bright song about a chaya, and by a chaya that for sure needs a shechita. And therefore, if you don't do a shechita just in the chiro or a maker, you just slice it or pull out the simonim, shechita yepote from the mitzvah kisadam. Toshma come near. It says hashechit. If you want a shecht, and again the half a minute is you want a shecht a chicken. The tzorch l'dam, and you need the dam. Says so, tzorch l'dam, so chayav l'chasois. If you make a good shechita, you have a mitzvah kisya dam, you won't be able to use the dam. So how's the yeser to kill it without having to do the mitzvah kisya dam? So case to the way, so what you do, it says, oy noicher, you still slice through the neck, oy noicher, uproot,